Anyway, so he bounces in on his white horse like a big perfumed tea cosy, getting involved in affairs that are none of his business, and the next thing you know, she wakes up and... Ooh, was she in a bad mood? The prince didn't half get an earful. And that was after she clocked him one first for taking liberties. 5 minutes of listening to that, and instead of marrying her, the prince gets back on his horse and rides off into the sunset. Never saw him again. We blame the local wicked stepmother for the old apple business, but, well, if there's a lesson to be learned from all this, it's to make sure that the person you're going to wrongfully blame for doing something bad is actually available for selection, as it were. There was a trial. We got suspended sentences on the grounds of provocation combined with lack of sufficient evidence. And we were told that if anything ever happened to Snow White again, if she even chipped a nail, we'd be for it. Comrade Brother Number One did an impression of choking on a noose, just in case David didn't understand what it meant. Oh, said David. But that's not the story I heard. Story? The dwarf snorted. You'll be talking about happily ever after next. Do we look happy? There's no happily ever after for us. Miserably ever after, more like.
We should have left her for the bears, said Brother Number Five glumly. They know how to do a good killing, do the bears.
Goldilocks, said Brother Number One, nodding approvingly. Classic that, just classic.
Oh, she was awful, said Brother Number Five. You couldn't blame them, really.
Hang on, said David. Goldilocks ran away from the bear's house and never went back there again. He stopped talking. The dwarfs were now looking at him as if he might have been a little slow. Didn't she? He added.
She got a taste for their porridge, said Brother Number One, tapping the side of his nose gently as though he were confiding a great secret to David. Couldn't get enough of it. Eventually, the bears just got tired of her and, well, that was that. She ran away into the woods and never went back to the bear's house again. A likely story.
You mean they killed her? Asked David.
They ate her, said Brother Number One. With porridge. That's what ran away and was never seen again means in these parts. It means eaten.
And what about happily ever after? Asked David, a little uncertainly. What does that mean?
Eaten quickly, said Brother Number One.
And with that, they reached the dwarf's house.